Well, welcome to another edition of Tweet Talk Tuesday. I'm Wayne Kelly, and joining me on the phone today, we've got a tweeter who is, he's being actually compared to guys like P. Diddy, Justin Bieber, Ashton Kutcher. Is Scott Stratton is joining me on the phone from unmarketing.com, and thank you very much for being here, Scott.
It's my pleasure. Always happy to help fellow Canadians.
Been doing some research about you. I'm blown away and impressed and jealous of your life.
If you saw how many hotels I lived in, you wouldn't be jealous at all.
I'm sure everybody knows who you are, but can we do a little bit of backstory? How did you become this unmarketing guru?
I started on marketing about 9 years ago when I had enough of people being hypocritical marketers and hating people cold calling, but cold calling for their own business. And I thought there was a different way. And really kind of where the explosion happened was 2 years ago on Twitter when I decided that I would live on Twitter for 30 days and really try it out. Because when I joined Twitter originally, my reaction was like most people, which was, this is stupid. Everybody's talking about what they just had for lunch. And and so I dabbled for 8 months. Then I said, January 1st, 09, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to live on Twitter. If I believe that business is built on relationships, I'm going to make building them my business. And I tweeted for 30 days nonstop. I tweeted 7,000 times. Whew. And I went from 1,200 followers to 10,000. I haven't stopped since.
And now you're getting close to the 100,000 mark.
We're right around the corner. That's where we are.
Wow. Yeah. What is it about Twitter that you like?
Well, the thing about Twitter is there's no barrier to engagement. There's no barrier to conversation for me. I don't have to click like. I don't have to accept you as a friend. Heck, I don't even have to follow you on Twitter. I can just start talking. There was no wall to conversation. And that's what I found unique about it compared to other social media sites. It really reminded me of chat rooms and forums back in the day on the internet where we just were there because we wanted to talk, not because we wanted to sell something. And that really did something to me to say, there's something here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk a little bit about you and unmarketing. A lot of people using Twitter now, they're trying to use it as, their business tool. What are they doing wrong?
Well, I think the problem is, at first, they're thinking it's a business tool to start with, before it's a relationship tool. And the problem is, Twitter, or any social media, actually, but more so Twitter, is not a new way to put out terrible advertising. Like, it's not a new method to put out marketing that's not working on TV anymore. It's not working in the newspaper anymore. It's literally is you need to treat. See, like how addicted I am? I talk in tweets. You need to treat Twitter like a networking event. And it's like three main rules. Nobody likes the person who talks about themselves the whole time. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes the person who tries to pitch at the actual networking event. And nobody likes the person that, does it drunk. There's your three words, words to live by. And if you go by those three rules, Twitter works. Be the person that talks with people, that's interested in other people, and you'll be amazed at the kind of the bond that people create with you.
I'm learning there's a lot of people who don't know how to use it. As in, you try and have conversations, but a lot of people don't even know how to use the ads or the hashtags, et cetera. Do you just learn it by trial and error?
Well, that's how I did. There's certainly more resources now than when I jumped on it, but you can do things like Mashable or Mashable.com and search for Twitter guide. They have a great free guide on their site, walks you through kind of the Twitter 101. Amber Mack, fellow Canadian of ours, wrote a book called Power Friending. Great kind of bird's eye view of all different social media tools. Once you get the basics down, Twitter becomes really easy, but it has a bit of a learning curve, and it takes time for people to actually answer you. At the start of Twitter, it makes it feel like nobody's listening to you. So it takes a lot of kind of effort and belief that's going to work for it to catch on.
Now let's talk a little bit about the person behind the tweets, and that's you. So you started your business about 8-9 years ago. What is it? What's your passions right now?
Well, my passion has turned into anger so much. What I do. So, my passion is really one of the biggest things I'm yelling about today is for us to stop trying to look at what's next in business and fix now. And fix our stuff from 5 years ago and be in the moment, not only with customers, but with our employees and in turn on a bigger level with our family and our friends to say, we're so busy, being on our phones and looking at what else is going on in the world, we forget what's right in front of us. Mm-hmm. And I think our best source of new customers is current customers. The best source of new employees is current employees. And I think we really ignore that in business.
Yeah. Why do people forget that?
It's 'cause it's common sense and it ain't so common.
Yeah. We're missing some of that, aren't we?
Yeah, well, if you know what, to be honest with you, if common sense was common, I wouldn't have a book and I wouldn't have a company. So I'm perfectly happy with that.
So bring it on.
Yeah, exactly. Please.
I was going to ask you, you know, if you were starting over, you know, 5 years ago from where you were, what would you do differently?
I love that question. It's a fantastic one. That I would go back 5 years ago, and I really would. I would start blogging sooner. I was really late to the blog party. I started blogging maybe 2 years ago, and you know, I had a lot to say, and I had nowhere to say it, and I was kind of waiting for it. Now, that being said, I launched my blog after I had 25,000 Twitter followers, so I had a built-in audience. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I got a silver lining for it anyways. I wasn't tempted to push out my blog when I had next to no followers, so I still would change. I think positioning yourself with great quality blog post information really can help position you. And to be honest with you, I really sat back and we just worked on word of mouth referrals for the agency when I was running it for a while. And I should have been proactive and out there with the conversation.
Well, I think I just downloaded one of your ebooks, in fact, about going back.
No, that builds your following. It's perfect, right? You really, it's retrospective and it works so well.
Yeah.
And the same, even with Twitter, if I could go back and like 2 years ago and start doing my big spaz out on Twitter, I would have fundamentally changed one thing, and that was I wouldn't have automatically followed back anybody who followed me. I used a program to auto-follow back the first 33,000 people that followed me, and that was a terrible mistake. I thought it wasn't. I thought it was being nice. I thought it was a courtesy, and all it is just make a mess of my DMs and my tweets.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. I mean, right at this point, I follow, but I look. I mean, if they have no tweets, but yet they have a bunch of followers, I'm not following.
Right. I should have been selective. Now, there is a point, like when I was hugely, you know, living on Twitter 24/7, I was getting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of followers a day. So I'd never be able to keep up, you know, looking at it. But I wish I was much more selective because, really, you know, I don't even look at my all tweet stream now. I use lists. And that's kind of a shame.
Okay. Now, final things from you before I let you go. You were talking about, you know, what you would do differently. Is business different today than it was last year?
I don't think the fundamentals of business have ever changed. I think customers want to be treated well and get a fair value for what they pay. And I think companies screw up a lot. And I don't think that's changed. But now what has changed is how we communicate it. And that really has fundamentally changed, where the voice of the people and the voice of the customer and the crowd and the community is actually louder, that you actually can't buy the voice. Mm-hmm. It's not how big your advertising platform is anymore. And I've seen, you know, examples weekly of the big kind of establishments getting smacked down by the little guys on Twitter. And I love it. I love it until they smack me down. I won't like it so much.
Okay. Scott, thank you very much for being here on Tweet Talk Tuesday. If they want more information, they can go to your website, unmarketing.com. And, of course, they can follow you on Twitter @unmarketing. All right, Scott, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Take care.